VIP Access on OSM.
Now, VIP Access is the place to be. If you need exclusives from your favorite celebrities and what they are up to, this is the place to be, definitely. And in this case, here is some juice from the amazing Jules. Jules, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you doing? It's been a long time.
It definitely has. Last time we spoke, we were in a whole pandemic, and now we're out of it. And
thank goodness.
I'm telling you, that's sparking something for me right now, because I know that you just felt cooped up back then. So how do you feel now that you're out there performing for a live crowd?
You know, it's been such an awesome feeling, but I have to say it's gone completely in the opposite direction. Like, we've never been busier in our lives. So it's kind of crazy to just adjust from doing nothing to doing the most, you know. But yeah, I know it's definitely great to be performing again, and it's just nice to be on the road, and it's wonderful to have our family and our team and everyone just doing what we do best, you know?
Definitely great right there. And talking about live crowds, you recently did the national anthem on a very, very huge platform. How did that feel?
Wow. That I think might have been, like, if you can call it a gig, maybe the scariest gig of my life. And just because, you obviously, there's the pressure to not mess it up, right, and sing it properly. And then just the overwhelming feeling of having 40,000 people there was really crazy. I didn't really know what to expect and how it would feel, but the minute I started singing and 40,000 people joined in, I actually just wanted to burst into tears. And I think the hardest thing was just not crying in front of the whole world, you know. So it was awesome, but it was a lot of scariness for me as well. I'm just glad that I got through without bawling my eyes out.
But I think you did an amazing job. You even made the other guy from the other team start singing along.
Yes, I know. It was Lloyd. He's an amazing artist, and he was instructed to sing the national anthem for Argentina, and then the next thing I heard, like, he was fully singing the South African one. But it was so beautiful, you know, and so powerful, that many people singing as one voice, that I don't think he could help himself, honestly.
I would have also not helped myself. You were amazing. You did a great job.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful. And I'm so happy because the video has just taken flight, and I think it's given a lot of people a sense of patriotic pride again, you know, just to hear how incredible our anthem is. We have the most amazing anthem, I think, in the world.
It is. For me, it's number one. And I know right now, since we're talking about live performances, I know we're in October now, but, you know, we have to go back to June. You know, we have to go back to June.
Yes.
You know, you have a track with Ice Prince titled June. Now, let's talk about that.
And I know. It's crazy. It's like, I can't believe it was released in June and we're already in October. I don't even know what's going on. But it was such a cool experience to work with Ice Prince. He's a very famous artist from Nigeria. We had this song that we were working on for about 3 years, and it was kind of hitting a few brick walls along the way. You know, we were kind of getting into a place and then not being happy. We wanted to finish it, but we weren't sure what was wrong. And then suddenly we just took it on this very Afrocentric Nigerian flavor, and it suddenly started to sound quite cool. And we were like, you know what, this could be a vibe. And we sent it to a few friends of ours who have connections in Nigeria. It ended up in his lap. He heard it. He loved it. And he contacted us. And he was like, I've heard the song. I want to jump on it. And that was it. And we had one of the most renowned artists from Nigeria singing on our song. So it was really cool.
Oh, that was just amazing right there. But now I want to talk about the title June. How did that concept actually come about? Like, what made you decide to choose June instead of January or December?
December, you know, we're from the Southern Hemisphere, but of course there are people in the Northern Hemisphere. And I think we wrote that song, you know, in a time where, like, there was COVID and winter were, like, really a thing. I suppose in Europe, they were struggling the most with COVID. They had, in terms of, like, just the months and the where everything was at the time. So it was, like, January. It was dark. It was winter. COVID was going on. People were in a pandemic. It was so depressing. And we were just imagining how it must feel for them, you know. And the song is really about just being in a funk and being ready for summer. And obviously in the Northern Hemisphere, summer is June, right? And so we wrote this song kind of just about that, just waiting for summer and waiting for the good vibes and people to come together. But you're right, we should totally, like, change the lyrics for the rest of Africa and the rest of South Africa. I think we've got to do that.
All right. So now the track is out. It's June. It's out there. I'm 100% sure that the song is packaged with something. Is there an album, an EP coming in 2022?
We're working on it. Definitely something in 2023. We have some new singles coming out before that, though. But yeah, we are working towards a really, really solid album coming out. It's been too long. You know, we haven't released an album since our acoustic album in lockdown. So we're definitely getting ready to release a whole another party album because, you know, we make electronic music. That's what we do best. So, yeah, we got to get back to that.
Okay, you can whisper in my ear. Don't tell everybody. Just tell me, okay? What's the name of the project? Tell me. Only me.
Oh, we don't have a name yet. Names are the last thing that we do. I think we're hopeless at naming things, but... yeah, we'll let you all know as soon as we have something. We're definitely releasing a summer smash, though, that is almost finished. And it is a dance song, like a proper dance floor summer anthem. So I'm really, really excited for you guys to hear it. I think it's going to be called I Feel Alive, because finally we all finally do feel alive again, which is so cool.
Definitely. Now, apart from music, let's talk about something else. Is there anything else that Jules is actually working on?
Oh, dude, so many things. we've got a big event series that's coming out this December. So if anyone's heading down to the coast, you know, please join us. We've got Get Lucky Summer, it's a really big event series from Cape Town all the way up to Clittenburg Bay and Meisner, Hermanus. And, yeah, we're throwing some epic parties this December with great lineups. We've got some of our favorite artists joining us on the bill. Like, we've got Craig Lucas, Msaki, Will Lindley, Time Circle. There's tons of artists from all over South Africa, and we've pulled together this great lineup and just really looking forward to hitting the road again.
Oh, Jules, that was just so amazing. Thank you very much for having a chat with me.
Thank you. It's always lovely to hear your voice, and thank you so much to all the listeners. We miss you guys, and we can't wait to be back in line soon.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Have yourself an awesome one. Good luck. We're expecting the next December track this time. Or maybe it's going to be an every month track. January, February, up until we reach December 2023.
Yes. Ki December, boss.
Ki December, boss. Thank you very much, Jules. Have a great one.
Thanks, man. Lots of love.
Bye.
Ciao.
And that was Jules from Good Luck right here on OFM, the sound of your life. I have to say, she is such an amazing soul, such an amazing voice, and she knows how to capture the spirit of South Africa whenever she performs or whenever she records any type of track. Do remember that you are tuned into OFM, the sound of your life.
VIP Access with Lucius Matsumi on OFM.